As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me your law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, January the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got news for you today, lots of facts for you today. We're going to talk perhaps about solutions, at least coming to some knowledge and understanding. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Just remember that hope makes a dandy breakfast, but it makes a rather poor supper. It's going to take a little bit more than hope to get our bacon out of this fire. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast, and I do hope you do. If you have questions, feel free to call in. But for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, to listen on your own telephone or mobile device to the broadcast, 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. That's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome, but that and much more are posted on OracleBroadcasting.com's webpage, the official homepage of this network. This morning, global economic turmoil continues as fiat money runs its final course. We're going to spend too much time on the economy. We're going to go into Part 13, the history of law, the lawsuit, the cast of characters, and selected readings in law, if we have time, probably in the second hour. But for the major portion of the broadcast today, we're going to talk about this executive order, this Barry the Usurper usurping authority once again, using his signature in a place where it really doesn't belong. Anyway, let's go to that market report for Wednesday, January the 13th, 2010, out of active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I found that gold was trading up $8.10 an ounce at $1,135.90 an ounce. Silver up 19 cents, trading at $18.44. Platinum up $6 at $1,575 an ounce. And palladium off $3 at $419. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,125 for a low, $1,138 for a high, a 13 spread on January the 13th. Well, 13s everywhere this morning. At $1,135.19, notice the hidden 13 there, we're up $315.50 year-to-year on your gold for a 38.46% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,132.75. We're a little bit above that now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 37 points at 10,627. The NASDAQ was off 30 at 2,282, and the S&P was off 11 at 1,136 points. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Lots to come.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in for Wednesday and close out this market report. Again, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $8.10 and early trading at $1,135.90 an ounce. Silver was up 19 cents at $18.44 an ounce. Platinum up $6 at $15.75, and palladium off $3 at $4.19. Dropping down through the list a little bit here, we find crude oil again this morning off 54 cents a barrel, trading at $80.25 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude as delivered in Oklahoma as they are. The U.S. dollar index, the ICE, trading's off 37 basis points at 76.66. How low will it go? Well, we'll have to watch and see. In the foreign exchange rates, everything seems to be up this morning. Canadian dollar moves up 65 basis points, still trades at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, fill up your pockets with those pesos, moves up 57 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. The euro, $1.46, up 60 basis points. The British pound moves up strongly. Again, this is like the third or the fourth day, it's had a major move, up strongly 73 basis points this morning, trades at $1.63 U.S. And the Swiss franc, nearing parity once again with the U.S. dollar, moves up 34 basis points, trading at 99 cents U.S. In the bond market, the yield on the two-year bond held on just underneath 1 point, one percentage point. It's at 0.92%. The 10-year is running at 3.75%, and the 30-year bond yield is at 4.66%. In the mortgage market this morning, mortgages are still moving up again. These are their fixed mortgages. The 15-year mortgage moves up from 4.51% a month ago to 4.63% this morning. The 30-year mortgage moves up as well, moving up from 5.04% a month ago to 5.22%. So we can see that they're tightening up the credit bin, if you will, making it more and more difficult for people to refinance their foreclosed homes. People to buy homes in this downturn market, even if you can find one that you want to buy, your mortgages are going to cost you more and more and more. Off of Bloomberg this morning, a little bit of related news to the network. Skype names former Sony Ericsson Mobile president as chairman. This article by Joseph Galante, New News, January the 13th, Bloomberg. Skype Technologies essay, and for those of you that are listening and are new to this network, perhaps you don't know, but we use the Skype voice over internet protocol to make these self-produced broadcasts possible. We don't have any bricks or mortars here. This is all just a volunteer effort, of course. If you'd like to volunteer some of your Federal Reserve notes, you can do that at www.oraclebroadcasting.com, and your contributions, as you can and when you can, will certainly be appreciated. Back to the article here. Skype Technologies SA, the largest provider of international telephone service, said it named former Sony Ericsson Mobile Communications AB President Miles Flint as chairman. Wouldn't want to have to make his business cards out, would you? Flint, 56, probably no relation to Larry. Flint, 56, is an advisor to Silver Lake, the private equity firm that invested in Skype last year. He'll lead the Luxembourg-based phone company's 17-person board of directors, Chief Executive Officer Josh Silverman said in an interview. Skype, bought in November by Silver Lake and an investor group including actor Ashton Kutcher's firm Catalyst, don't know who Ashton might be, do you? I don't have a clue, is placing its software on mobile phones and TV sets. Amazing, huh? You're going to have Skype on your television and trying to gain corporate customers with high-definition video conferencing. Flint will coordinate activities among the board's committees, which include Skype's two founders as well as eBay Inc.'s chief executive officer, John Donahoe. That's actually Donahoe. I just threw that in there because my grandfather's name is John Donahoe. Anyway, Netscape Communications Corporation co-founder and venture capitalist Mark Andreessen. Flint was president of Sony Ericsson's Mobile from 2004 to 2007. He oversaw the launch of Walkman and Cybershot branded phones, according to a biography on Silver Lake's website. Well, there's more about that. Skype is in the news. Other things that are in the news are going to make up more of the discussion this morning, however. Had a very enjoyable afternoon yesterday. Hope you did as well, listening to Cordy Howell's broadcast. She always has such a bright and cheerful way about her, and yesterday she was just an angry beaver slapping the water with her tail, and well, she should. I understand and can appreciate the value of what she was saying, and certainly her sentiment. I, too, get a little bit ragged around the edges after all these years of trying to encourage people to pay attention and perhaps join this revolution, if you will. Understanding that if we lose our freedom, we've lost the whole enchilada, and we're losing our freedoms bit by bit, not by terrorists abroad wearing turbans and all of that. No, no. These terrorists are in Washington, D.C., and they're in your state capitals, and they are in boardrooms all across the planet. These are the real terrorists, but don't look there, right? Anyway, she brought to our attention, and certainly brought to mine, and I appreciate that. She can't seem to find this stuff on the Regurgitorium in the morning. It takes a little bit more digging to find it. But anyway, this is an executive order that came out yesterday, or on Monday, January the 11th. And this is the beginning. This is a little promo piece that the White House press secretary put out. I'll start with that. Here's the way it runs. President the usurper, I should just start it properly, Barry the usurper signs an executive order establishing a council of governors. That sounds rather dreadful, doesn't it? We're going to find out all about this council of governors this morning. Executive order will strengthen further partnership between the federal and state and local governments to better protect our nation. Now, there's lots of trouble here already. We're up to our eyeballs and alligators in the logical positivist language being used here in order to strengthen further partnership. You know, this is the public-private partnership, of course. And you know, there's really no partnership between state and federal and local governments. All three are separate entities. But the idea of knitting them all together is something we need to be very careful of. We're supposed to have a very clearly defined separation of powers, not only in the federal government, but in each of our several states, state governments, and we have the same separation of powers all the way down to county level, and oftentimes in the city as well, where you have a mayor, and then you have a city council. It's the representative system of government that we cherish. So anyway, back into this a little bit deeper here. Another little thing that troubles me every time I see it, we've talked about it in the past, made lengthy studies on it, and that's this troubling word nation. But I'll say it again, just the way they wrote it. Executive order will strengthen further partnership between the federal and state and local governments to better protect our nation. Now, you know, we don't have a nation. This isn't one tongue, one tribe, one creed, or any of that. No, not at all. You see, we have several states, and each of those several states have a compact or a covenant. And they created that covenant, and they called it the federal system. It's the federal system. It's a federal government, and that is the United States. Only in that case could you consider us to be federalized or federalist, but we are certainly not a nation. Be right back. Stay with us.
Cordy Howe from Cordite Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, once again, we have returned going into this executive order, January 11, 2010, White House, Office of the Press Secretary, immediate release. Again, the usurper signed on the 11th, and I'm just going to read this press release. The President today signed an executive order attached, establishing a Council of Governors to strengthen the further partnership between the federal governments and state governments to protect our nation against all types of hazards. You see, this is really instrumental now to understanding what this is and what we need to know about it, especially this phrase, all types of hazards. All right, there's lots of clues. And before I go, I'm going to do that. I'll just stop for a moment here, and I'm going to blow my horn. When I first started to come onto the radio back in 2005, it was largely as a result of having in our county, at that time I was over in McDonald County in the southwest corner of Missouri, our county had entered into and had begun to go through the process of establishing a hazard mitigation planning program. And you probably heard me teach on it in the past. If not, we'll have to do it again in the future. Maybe if I get a lot of emails saying, yeah, do it, I'll do it. Takes a couple of hours to go through the whole process, even a couple of days. But that all types of hazard is a big clue. You know, today we had this earthquake over in Haiti, and I'll talk about that perhaps if we have time later in the broadcast. But not to take us away and run down that stream right now, but that's a clue. It's a huge clue. It's a major clue, and it's in the first sentence of this press release. Also, the idea of establishing a council of governors, you know, we can think of these as Soviet councils. And again, I would point you in the direction of inquiring into and studying the Gost Plan, how the Soviet Union was run after the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks came in and took that system over. But the same Mensheviks and Bolsheviks have taken over our system, so it shouldn't be too surprising that they would use the same techniques anyway. Establishing a council of governors to strengthen further the partnership between the federal government and the state governments. We don't need to go into it in great detail, but let me assure you that there is nothing really that can separate state government from federal government. The federal government is this 10 square mile region that has a compact going on there. It's kind of like a boardroom, was never intended to be much more than a boardroom. Unfortunately, it has arrogated unto itself powers untold. And because our states are emasculated, dumbed down, and unresponsive, basically, they allow it to continue. But there's nothing that the federal government has really any power over other than what the states and we, the people, have given them. Understand that. And then again, to protect our nation against all types of hazards. So they created this council of government for the purpose of protecting our nation. Of course, as I said before, we don't have nations here. This isn't a nation. Francis Bellamy to be damned, pledging allegiance to Iraq, one nation under God, this indivisible. Give us all a break, please. We have 50 sovereign, independent, separate states here, and we have created this, I kind of saw it, an ambassadorship over in Washington District of Criminals to deal with foreign affairs and commerce between our states and between other countries in the world. Anyway, I don't want to go into that too much. But this whole idea about nations, you know, there's the Cherokee Nation, the Chippewa, the Pawnee, the Blackfoot, the Sioux, the Algonquin, the Iroquois, and so on. Those are nations. You could think of the Israel as a nation, not the little box of rocks on the med. Now I'm talking about peoples. You could think of other peoples as nations, tongues, tribes, and creeds. That's nations, but this is not that kind of a situation. We unfortunately opened our doors to anything and everything and accepted it all. And then we all set off the other garment. We put off our old garment from wherever we came, and we put on a new garment. That garment is the Declaration of Independence. And if you haven't read it lately, go back and listen to Cordy's broadcast yesterday, where she and her kind voice will read it to you. Anyway, when appointed, the council will be reviewing such matters as involving the National Guard of the various states, homeland defense, civil support, synchronization and integration of state and federal military activities in the United States, and other matters of mutual interest pertaining to National Guard, homeland defense, and civil support activities. Civil comes up in this several times, civil support. Understand that the Department of Homeland Security is an amalgamation, a creation, and it includes FEMA. And FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is the tag-along that came out of our early civil defense system in the earlier days. And then, as always with government agencies, it went far beyond its meets and bounds. And every time and any time, any related phenomena in our government or any of the corporations that our government has set up and controlled was defunded, they came under the overall collective bundle umbrella of FEMA. And so it has become a beast in and of itself, and many people do consider it to be the shadow government. So it's important to understand that when we start talking about civil actions here. And when we think of synchronization, you know, that's like synchronized swimming, everyone in the pool doing the backstroke, right? Including Kit Bond, senator from Missouri, who thought that waterboarding was much the same as doing the backstroke. While synchronized swimming, they've got all of the little states and all of the counties swimming in synchronization here. Synchronicity? I don't think so. Synchronization. And so we need to understand that as well, because it is instrumental to understanding this executive order. We saw at Katrina how unsynchronized the swimming actually was, but that was done as an example. It was done as an example and a model and a test to gain support from all of the various governors. Now let's continue. It says the bipartisan council will be composed of 10 state governors who will be selected by the president to serve two-year terms. I would direct your attention to the FEMA's website. www.ilikefema.com is an easy, quick one to hit. And on that, you'll see the map. FEMA has 10 regional offices and 2 area offices, and each region serves several states, and regional staffs work directly with states to help plan for disasters, develop mitigation programs, and meet the needs when major disasters occur. Once again, we go back to the first sentence here, to protect our nation against all types of hazards. You see the linkage here? And this idea of having a bipartisan council composed of 10 state governors, those 10 state governors will come from one each of those 10 FEMA regions, no doubt. And they'll then be selected by the president or the usurper to serve two-year terms. Of course, an executive order like this, unless we reject it, will go on indefinitely. So it won't just be the usurper, it'll be all of his successors as well. But in selecting the governors to the council, the White House will solicit input from governors and governors' associations. Now, you think that governors' associations is something new, think again. Not only do the governors have a big club, but all of the mayors have a big club. All of the county commissioners have a big club. The Secretary of State's and the county clerks have a big club. They all have big clubs, and they use them to beat us over our heads with, and we're not members of the club, including the political parties. But there's lots of clubs out there. But certainly there are already councils of governors, and they meet on a regular basis. It's the Association of Governors. So in selecting the governors to the council, the White House will solicit input from governors and governors' associations. Once chosen, the council will have no more than 5 members of the same party and represent the nation as a whole. Again, we have no nation, we have several states, and we have people. But what they'll certainly represent is Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B, and they'll split it right down the middle. That way we can be assured that there will be no quote-unquote consensus. All right, this is, again, this horrible rift that needs to be healed. Our nation divided, if you will. And anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side. Listen carefully. A lot more to come. I'm just warming up.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back. And so going into this, again, a press release, and we've got a lot more to cover, so we'll have to just skate along as quickly as we can here today. But bipartisan council composed of 10 state governors selected by the president to serve 2-year terms, blah, blah, blah. White House will solicit input, blah, blah, blah. Federal members of the council include, once chosen, the council will have no more than 5 members from the same party and represent the nation as a whole. So this is just claptrap. It's window dressing, obviously. If there are only governors from 10 states, they can't possibly represent all of the nation as a whole. Not all of the several states would have representation on this council. And so it's just going to go from bad to worse here. It's nonsense, and I think that can easily be defeated, but we'll have to see how this works. Federal members of the council, federal members now, we're getting away from nation, we're starting to use federal properly. Federal members of the council include the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, the Assistant to the President for Intergovernmental Affairs, that's a key, Intergovernmental Affairs, and Public Engagement, I don't know what quite that might be, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Security. What the heck is that? The Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense and America's Security Affairs. Now, what the forking horses and bucking hay are they talking about there? I'm going to have to look that one up. Missed that one. Lengthy thing. I don't even know what that is. The U.S. Northern Command. We all know about NORTHCOM. The Commandant of the Coast Guard. The Chief of the National Guard Bureau. Blah, blah, blah. The Secretary of Defense will designate an executive director for the council. You see, you've got 10 governors, and then they're outnumbered by almost 1-to-1 from all of these various defense bureaus. The Council of Governors will provide an invaluable senior administration forum. Senior administration forum. We go and look at the various executive counselors that are out there, this revolving door, and this senior administration forum for exchanging views with state and local officials on strengthening our national resilience and the homeland defense and civil support challenges facing our nation today and in the future. This is some really tough words. It's going to take time to go through and dig out each of these parts and pieces, defining each word as we go. But just giving you the overall, this is the paintbrush, the broad brush stroke here. The formation of the Council of Governors was required by the fiscal year 2008 National Defense Authorization Act. So this was required. So we can point a finger at Barry the usurper here, but while we're doing that, we're still looking right straight back at Jorge Bush. The formation of the Council of Governors was required by the fiscal year 2008 National Defense Authorization Act, which stated, quote, the President shall establish a bipartisan Council of Governors to advise the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and the White House Homeland Security Council on matters related to the National Guard and civil support missions. And then it goes ahead and references that section. So this is something that you can get right off the whitehouse.gov this morning if you'd like and look at it yourself. Follow the links, click through, and you'll get to this executive order. Before I go into the executive order, I want to go back to where I began a few moments ago talking about where did I come on the scene from the standpoint of radio other than just a frequent caller. Basically, again, it was because our county had started down this road to hazard mitigation planning. And I call it hazard mitigation planning, building a sustainable America. Again, we're right back to Agenda 21 and the implementation thereof. And so back in October the 15th of 2006, October the 16th, I was invited on to Accent Radio Network with Jerry Hughes and did a two-hour presentation on this. Prior to that, I was on with Derry Brownfield, Michael Shaw, Sam and Trish Britton, and others all around the United States, down in New Mexico. Small radio stations picked up on this. Anyway, I've talked to lots and lots and lots of people, sharing with them what they ought understand about what is hazard mitigation planning and how this is all going to roll out. And on Oracle Unleashed and on my own broadcast right here on Become Vocal Local, we've talked in the past about the enhanced 911 system and this idea of merging police and military and the first responders all together into this hodgepodge, which is what it's all about here. And so here, basically, what we're doing is bringing in more teeth and more military presence into this, and, of course, then NORTHCOM as well. So it's just a step-by-step-by-step progression. It's not new, let's say, to the point of being, should not be considered earth-shaking. It's a continuation of a long series of links that have been forged to destroy our homeland. homeland insecurity, if you will. This just briefly off of Bloomberg. The Haiti earthquake leaves thousands dead or missing. Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, was struck by a magnitude 7 earthquake near the capital that destroyed buildings and left thousands of people dead or missing. And then it continues, and it talks about total chaos, and my prayers go out, and Robert Zoellick and the World Bank is in this thing. And if you just go through and look at just what's, you know, been linked up here, you've got you've got Clintons are involved in this. Noel Clay is involved in this. Former President Bill Clinton, the UN Special Envoy for Haiti, said the world is committed to do whatever we can to assist the people of Haiti in their relief, rebuilding, and recovery efforts. In this article also, they talk about the buildings being of poor quality. This goes back to the establishment of uniform building codes around the world, etc. So, for a better understanding of all this, let's start right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59. I've put this out on the air hundreds of times, probably the only one that ever has, and the only one that apparently sees any reason to do so. But this is out of Agenda 21, the big orange book, okay? This is Chapter 7, and the title of this chapter is Promoting Sustainable Human Settlement Development. Again, Promoting Sustainable Human Settlement Development, all right? And this is Chapter 7.59. This is what it says. Three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely the development of a, quote, culture of safety, close quote, pre-disaster planning, and post-disaster reconstruction. Now, everything that has happened since 1992 forward has been the development of a culture of safety. We have developed a global cult of safety, a safety cult. You could see that at the Transportation Safety TSA Administration, the body scanners, and all of the rest of that claptrap. All of the panopticon, the Jeremy Bentham panopticon cameras everywhere. It's all for your safety. We're developing a whole new industry, a culture of safety. And this executive order is a continuation of that process. So I think we know where the 10 governors are going to be coming from. We can see that when we look at Haiti, one of the players that's involved in all of this are the insurance companies, you know, like AIG. Part of this is the what they want to do is to protect against repetitive loss claims. In other words, they only want to have to pay recovery costs one time. In order to make that happen, they believe that they're somehow or another going to be able to build something that cannot that could withstand everything that our Creator could throw at it, which is just absolutely ludicrous. But when we start to understand how deep this runs, then we need to know the list, and I'm looking for it here, and let's see if I can find the little list, because it's rather revealing. Yes, here it is. Every schoolboy I write here in this presentation, radio presentation from 2005, even a schoolboy knows that man, even a group of sincerely dedicated wealthy men, is powerless against the mighty energy of creation. To reduce, and this is a quote, to reduce through concerted international action, especially in developing countries, the loss of life, property damage, and social and economic disruption caused by natural disasters such as, and listen to this list carefully, such as earthquakes, windstorms, tsunamis, floods, landslides, volcanic eruptions, wildfires, grasshopper and locust infestations, drought and desertification, and other calamities of natural origin. This is the stuff of the snake oil salesman. In other words, through a process of insurance, indemnifying ourselves against all possible losses of anything that the Creator can throw at us, the idea is to develop this culture of safety and to try and guard against all of these unforeseens. Can you imagine guarding against a plague of locusts? Well, the plague of locusts are in the Bible. Maybe that's what they had in mind. Lots more to come. Stay with me. As I said before, we're just warming up.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy Sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy Sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy Sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy Sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordat Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right, and we'll direct your attention now to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1882 to 1945, the 32nd degree president of the United States, declaring boldly in his inaugural address that, and you've all heard this before, quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." That's the one everybody hears about and remembers. But it continues, and, quote, "The nation calls for action. And action now." Right? Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a quote-unquote New Deal for the United States from Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic. He asked broad executive powers, quote, "as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe," close quote. Terrorism, 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 as if we were invaded by a foreign foe. Even climate change, a foreign foe. All right? Asking for broad executive powers. We're talking about an executive order this morning. "As great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe." If I had to remember something in history, I would remember that as opposed to "the only thing we have to fear is fear itself." But fear is what it's all about. It's a fear-based management system but it's also a continuity of government system, and we need to be aware of that. Back to Agenda 21 briefly. Section 7.55, natural disasters cause loss of life, disruption of economic activities, and urban productivity. And believe you me, that is far more important to the globalists than the loss of life, particularly for highly susceptible low-income groups. And environmental damage, such as loss of fertile agricultural land and contamination of water resources, and can lead to major resettlement of populations. And again, right off of Bloomberg today, Haiti earthquake leaves thousands dead or missing. That's the article. Pick it up and read it for yourself. This tremor, they called it a tremor. I don't know what that is. The earthquake, the epicenter, was 10 miles southwest of Port-au-Prince, a city of about 2 million inhabitants, at 4:53 p.m. local time yesterday. And I can assure you, having gone through a major earthquake in Alaska, 4:53 p.m. is a bad time of day for a big earthquake. That's when everybody's still in the city. Everybody's still up in the buildings. That's when all the offices are occupied. That's when teachers are still in the schoolhouses and so on and so forth. Far less loss of life will occur early in the morning than it will be at that time of day. Bad timing. But at the same time, what are we going to do? Take out an insurance policy against God? Indemnify ourselves against everything from hemorrhoids to hangnails, heart attacks, and hernias? Not going to happen, folks. Grab out that birth certificate of yours and look down at the bottom and see if there was a warranty clause or a guarantee. Flip it over and see on the back. See if you had a guarantee or a warranty. No. This is an as-is, where-is life that we live. But continuing here from Agenda 21, over the past two decades, again, this was 1992, so they're talking about from 1972 forward, over the past two decades, they're estimated to have caused some 3 million deaths and affected 800 million people. Global economic losses have been estimated by the Office of the United Nations Disaster Relief Coordinator to be in the range of $30 billion to $50 billion per year. And that's really where the real trouble is, because it's the insurance companies that are driving this agenda largely. They don't want to be on the hook for these loss claims, especially repetitive loss claims. But during the same time period, you take 20 years on a global scale and look at the 3 million loss or deaths, it's tiny. It's a drop in the bucket. I mean, more people would die in that time period of natural causes. What's all the hanky-wringing going here? Continuing down, here's the key. The General Assembly, in Resolution 44236, proclaimed the 1990s as the International Decade for Natural Disaster Reduction. That's important. The goals of the decade bear relevance to the object of the present program. Continuing, jumping over to 761. Let's go to 760. Developing a culture of safety. To promote a culture of safety in all countries, especially those that are disaster prone, the following activities should be carried out. Completing national and local studies on the nature and occurrence of natural disasters, their impact on people and economic activities, the effects of inadequate construction and land use in hazard-prone areas, and the social and economic advantages of adequate pre-disaster planning. Now, you look at this earthquake article, then you look at this executive order, and then you look at Agenda 21, and you'll see what we're talking about this morning. Implementing nationwide and local awareness campaigns through all available media, translating the above knowledge into information easily comprehensible to the general public and to the population directly exposed to hazards. Strengthening and or developing global, regional, national, and local, there's your groups again, just right out of that press release. Strengthening and or developing global, regional, national, and local early warning systems to alert populations to impending disasters. Identifying industrially based environmental disaster areas at the national and international levels and implementing strategies aimed at the rehabilitation of these areas through inter alia. Restructuring of the economic activities and promoting new job and opportunities in environmentally safe and sound sectors. That's the green jobs, green building. Promoting close collaboration between governmental and local authorities, local communities and non-governmental organizations and private businesses. Developing and enforcing strict environmental control standards. All of that is coming on us and at us in this culture of safety. developing pre-disaster planning. Pre-disaster planning should form an integral part of human settlement planning in all countries. The following should be included: undertaking complete multi-hazard research into risk and vulnerability and human settlement of infrastructure, including water and sewerage, communication and transportation networks, as one type of risk reduction may increase vulnerability to another, e.g., an earthquake-resistant house made of wood will be more vulnerable to windstorms. In other words, they're posing architectural impossibilities. It's not a one-size-fits-all world. But let us go back here to 757. In addition, there is an urgent need to address the prevention and the reduction of man-made disasters and or disasters caused, inter alia, among others, by industries, unsafe nuclear power generation, and toxic waste. Now we've got Iran in the mix. But what is this man-made disasters? Why, that's these pesky militias. That's this MIAC report, the Missouri Information Analysis Center's report. Do you see how all of this is interdependent, interoperable, interlinked? Continuity of government runs high in this. Going back now to this executive order, the real deal, pulled off the website, whitehouse.gov. And it says whitehouse.gov/sites, default files, 2010 executive order PDF. The White House office, the White House office of the press secretary for immediate release, January 11th, 2010, executive order establishment of the Council of Governors. And then the usurper goes on, by the authority vested in me as president. Notice the way he writes it: by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. He doesn't say as president of the United States of America. There's no authority vested in this usurper at any stretch of the imagination, including Section 1822 of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2008, Public Law 110-181, and yet that is primary. That you need to go back and look at. And I did yesterday. Unfortunately, I didn't print it out this morning. Lengthy. And in order to strengthen further the partnership between the federal government and state governments to protect our nation and its people and property, property comes in there, its people and property, underline that, it is hereby ordered as follows. See, it's our nation and its people and its property, federal lands, federal people, U.S. citizens. Hereby ordered as follows, Section 1, Council of Governors, and then it continues. I'm not going to go through all of that. President shall designate two members who do not be members. I'm not going to go through all of that. You can read it for yourself. It goes through hazard this and hazard that. But it drops down under definitions and it starts to define some of its terms. As used in this order, the term state has the meaning provided in paragraph 15 of Section 2 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002. And then it references 6 U.S.C. 10115. Now, if you've been paying attention to our classes on law, you'll know that that is a specific citation, and that if you have begun to listen and play around with this stuff at all, you should be able to Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Webfare it up, 6 U.S.C. 10115 for yourself, the Homeland Security Act of 2002. And when I did that, I came up with the definitions not of the state, but of something else. We'll be back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forty Howe from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press. And you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 13th, 2010, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we began an inquiry, a study of this executive order establishing a council of governors that was put out by the usurper on Monday, January the 11th, 2010. And we're going to continue that study. If we don't get to a study of law today, we'll pick up our series on law tomorrow. We're up to our eyeballs in law right now. But here in this executive order, under Section 4, Definitions B, it states this: the term governor, quote-unquote governor, has the meaning provided in paragraph 5 of Section 102 of the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, 42 U.S.C. 5122, subsection 5. 42 U.S.C. 5122, 5. Paragraph 5. And so when I saw that, I said, well, I know what this is. Because I'm pretty well studied in this Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act. This is hazard mitigation planning. This is Agenda 21, the further implementation. And now we're bringing in the police force to ensure that our compliance will be voluntary, right? But this Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act is referenced all through FEMA's all hazard mitigation, planning, programming, documentation, and the implementation process that comes into a county near you right after your county falls for the bait and adopts the enhanced 9/11 system, this geospatial geopositioning system, this GIS, GPS, global governance system. And all of the local planning commissions and planning boards and all of the new codes and acts and all of the various and sundry restrictions and impositions that come on into life following the implementation of FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning program. But the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act is front and center. It says legal requirements for the federal and state roles in declaration of an emergency or a major disaster. Here's the summary page right from the act. Got it all burned out here, many pages. The Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, Public Law 93-208, is amended, 42 U.S.C. subsection 5121 through 5206, and implementing regulations in 44 CFR, subsection 206.31 to 206.48, provides a statutory framework for a presidential declaration of an emergency or a declaration of a major disaster. How many times have you heard that the president declared a disaster or declared an emergency? Well,
It's just an ongoing thing from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 32nd degree president. Such declarations open the way for a wide range of federal resources to be made available to assist in dealing with the emergency or major disaster involved, including man-made disasters, which include insurrection. The Stafford Act structure for the declaration process reflects the fact that federal resources under this act supplement static or state and local resources for disaster relief and recovery. Disaster relief and recovery. We have an earthquake in Haiti today. And they're going through this process over there. And it's a global process. It's interlocked and interlinked and interdependent with the United Nations. Going a little deeper on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we're back now into this executive order. Obama signs executive order establishing Council of Governors. You can go up to whitehouse.gov and burn a copy of that off for yourself. It's whitehouse.gov /the press office with hyphens. President Obama signs executive order, all with concerning or establishing the Council of Governors, all separated by hyphens. All you got to do is just go up there and you root around. You'll find it quickly. I did. It took maybe 30 seconds. Anyway, back to the Stafford Act, a little bit more important.
in understanding this executive order, where it continues and it says, such declaration, well, I'll just start over again. The Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, blah, 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 shall provide the statutory framework for a presidential declaration of an emergency or a declaration of a major disaster. Such declarations open the way for a wide range of federal resources, and this executive order lays out how wide and broad that range of executive resources is, doesn't it? You know, now they got Interpol looking up your stovepipes as well. Anyway, a wide range of federal resources to be made available to assist in dealing with the emergency or a major disaster involved. What do we think about this emergency, emergency, emergency? You know, they have, what do they have? They have television broadcasts about that, don't they? Seems to me I've heard about something like ER or something, emergency, emergency, okay? Cops, you know, I think I saw that at the laundromat the last time. It was playing in the background, driving me nuts. Well, here, right out of the regulations, standards, and specifications for the subdivision, conveyance, and development improvement of unincorporated lands in Benton County, Arkansas, revised 8-8 of 2005. Benton County, Arkansas, as you might know, is the northwest corner of the state of Arkansas, and it is the home to Walmart. And here, out of their standard regulations, plans, and specifications for subdivision, conveyance of land, blah, 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 section number 9, under effective date, hear these words. You don't think it's in a town near you? Guess again. It is hereby determined that creation of a county planning board will meet a public emergency affecting the safety and property of the people of Benton County. Therefore, an emergency is hereby declared to exist, and said creation of the planning board as herein contained shall be in full force and effect and after its passage and approval. How do you like that? Declaring that an emergency is hereby declared to exist. This is all the more it takes for government to initiate and bring things like this on you and at you. All they have to do is say that an emergency exists, and it exists. It's a Wizard of Oz trick. But except, and continuing again from the summary to the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, except in the case of an emergency involving a subject area that is exclusively or preeminently in the federal purview, the governor of an affected state or acting governor, if the governor is not available, must request such a declaration by the president. This report will review the statutory and regulatory requirements applicable to the effective state seeking the declaration and to the presidential declaration, and will note the different types of resources that may be made available in the response to the two types of declarations, and this report will be updated as needed. That's the summary statement at the beginning. So as you can see, as we go further into this financial upheaval, that our president basically is usurping to himself, arrogating unto himself, broad executive powers, quote, as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe. And just to back that up, he has brought along with him into this council all of the various heads of every kind of military that you could ever desire or dream up. So all of these forces are brought into bear. And then, continuing from the executive order, the Secretary of Defense shall designate an executive director to coordinate the work of the council. So now we have an appointee. They may not be any one of the ones that have been listed so far, but another appointee. Perhaps it'll be Rahm Emanuel, or maybe his brother, one of his two brothers, or someone else. B, members shall serve without compensation for their work on the council. However, members shall be allowed travel expenses, including per diem, in lieu of subsistence as authorized by law. How many of you know the freight bill of trucking Nancy Pelosi's sorry stinking butt from California to Washington, D.C. on a regular basis? They may not receive any compensation for their work, but they'll be allowed travel expenses, including per diem, in lieu of subsistence as authorized by law. Kind of like a holiday
paid for by you. That's the least of our troubles. Upon the joint request of the co-chairs of the council, the Secretary of Defense shall, to the extent permitted by law and subject to the availability of appropriations, that's very key, subject to the availability of appropriations, they're going to have to find money someplace in order to make this happen. And so we can only assume that another veil will be drawn and monies will begin to evaporate out of the Pentagon again, trillions and trillions served as it does. But depending and subject to the availability of appropriations, they'll provide the council with administrative support. This is a new agency being created. Assignment of or the detail of personnel and information as may be necessary for the performance of the council's function. So, administrative support, assignment or detail of personnel and information as may be necessary for the performance of the council's functions is an open-ended checkbook, a new agency in the birth, coming on, right here. Who knows how large it will be? Who knows how much authority it will have? All that is left to the Secretary of Defense designating an executive director to coordinate the work of the council. The council may establish subcommittees of the council. These subcommittees shall consist exclusively of members of the council and any designated employees of a member with authority to act on the member's behalf as appropriate to aid the council in carrying out its own functions. So even though they are under certain other mandates, we have this merging of agencies and council members bringing along staff members with them, staffing out, as they say, the staff of life, the stuff of tyranny. The council may establish a charter that is consistent with the terms of this order. A charter, you know, each of the colonies was founded on a charter. Remember the Magna Charter? These are vision statements, Vision 2020. Establish a charter. It's like a constitution that is consistent with the terms of this order to refine further its purpose, scope, and objectives, and to allocate duties as appropriate among members. In other words, the usurper and his legal team here have not defined the scope of this. The scope of this council will be defined by themselves. And then it continues. And so it just goes from bad to worse. But at the same time, where does it come from? And what is the purpose of this? This goes back to Agenda 21. Lock, stock, and barrel. Sustainable development. Welcome to it. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned, and before we proceed any further along this line, let's go to our caller from Arizona and welcome Brian from Arizona to the broadcast. Well, Brian just hung up as I went to him. Brian, you're welcome to call back in again. Please do so. Back to the text. Looking at this executive order going into the Stafford Act, we find this. The president may exercise any authority vested in him by Section 5192 of this title or Section 5193 of this title with respect to an emergency when he determines that an emergency exists for which the primary responsibility for response rests with the United States because the emergency involves the subject area for which, under the Constitution or laws of the United States exercises exclusive or preeminent responsibility and authority. So much of this executive order has been simply lifted directly from the Stafford Act that it is unbelievable. Let's go live now to Bob in Colorado. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Will. I really like your show. These executive orders, I don't know what in the hell is going on here. What is the precedent? Where did these executive orders begin? Because it's like, you know, we have a democratic republic, a form of government where our leaders are our servants chosen among us. And where did this policy of, it sounds like the divine right of kings where, you know, Barkey or Bush or anybody can just issue an edict. What's the history on this and where did it all begin?
Well, it began with King George the First. That would be George Washington. And what he did basically was he started this idea that when there was some contingency or exigency that arose during his administration that wasn't covered in the Constitution and was perhaps even a minor point, that he would have the ability to write up an executive order, you know, placing an order, and it could be something for as simple as, you know, more toilet paper for the outdoor loo, or it could be something more extreme than that, like new caps for the military. But basically, this is where it started. It's been with us from day one.
Wow. I've been listening to your show for, probably a year now. I listen at least an hour every morning, and we've really been learning a lot from it. Boy, it's colossal, that beast that they've got going in D.C., isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's the most reprehensible beast system that none of our founders, other than probably Alexander Levine, the bean counter from the West Indies, Hamilton, the Rothschilds agent, no one else but him really had any idea what they were getting into when they went into this federal union. But we do have that federal union, and until we rein it in, it's going to continue to run amok. And so we've got a lot of work cut out for us here in the very, hopefully, near future.
Oh, also, one more thing. The audio has been looping for about the last 15 minutes. There'll be about a minute of talk, and then it'll loop for about 10 seconds. But
I've noticed
that's part of the reason I called it.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I've noticed that myself on other broadcasts on this network, and it is only on this network. I've checked around and found others. So we've got some kind of an internal thing, and I'm sorry for that it disrupts the broadcast. It's certainly not coming from my end. It seems to be endemic within the system, but I'm sure our IT people will be able to figure it out. But thanks for bringing that to our attention. Any other comments, Bob?
Well, I see that, you know, like this health care bill and different things that the Congress passes are just absolutely disgusting, but we need to figure out a way that the people can put a stop to these executive orders. I mean, it's absolutely out of hand. It's absolutely out of hand. You know, when it's so evil and it's so corrupt and it's so obnoxious that they can't even get the senators to vote for it, the president just gets out his pen and just writes law. And I think that's one of the key factors in the destruction of our constitutional republic. And I, for one, would like to see something done about it. I mean, that's one of the first things that we could do to get our country back.
Absolutely. But it does begin right where we are. It begins in our local voting precincts. We need to get involved and energized within these two established political parties, even if we have to weld our nostrils shut, go into the room throwing salt over our shoulders and waving a willow wand.
yeah, I know what you mean.
Well,
it's pretty bad around here. We had our county elections here, and on election day, it was the middle of the day, not a high demand day or anything for electricity, but the electricity just went out. And then all the county clerks and recorders locked themselves in the courthouse overnight, and then they determined from the existing votes and then slips of paper and different things who won the election here in our county.
Well, this is one of the problems with electronic voting devices. You know, in the old days, it was really simple, Bob. The reason they call it a ballot or a ballot is because each person would be given a black ball and a white ball that was small enough to fit in the palm of their hand, and they would just walk by and drop the appropriate ball up or down into the box. And so at the end of the day, they would count all the ballots, and the white balls won, and the black balls were blackballed. And that was pretty simple. Then we went to a simple paper ballot, and that would have made things even easier. But the electronic voting devices takes away our right to vote, and it is one of the three primary pillars of a constitutionally limited republic and form of representative government. We absolutely must have a fair, honest, open election. So you can see that even with the electronic voting devices, which claim and purport to speed up the process, they're subject to all the frailties, including infrastructure downfalls and power outages. You would think that they would have
corruption.
Yeah, you would think that they would have enough courage, Bob, to simply say, well, that election didn't work. We're going to reschedule the election for 3 weeks from now, and we'll try this again. But they never do that. They've got to get to the media. They have their media deadlines. They've got all of the rules and regulations coming down. And God forbid we should have a county that refuses to accept a ballot simply because it was corrupted or was performed poorly and do a complete redo. You know, I guess we just sell out our liberty for convenience and for haste.
Yes, that's true. I was watching the local TV news. We don't watch TV anymore. We didn't get the upgraded box to convert to digital because there's really nothing worth watching. But about a year ago in one of our elections here in Colorado, it was a ballot measure that wasn't expected to pass, but it did pass, and of course it was for more taxes. And then the news announcers from the local TV station were saying that, wow, what a surprise it didn't pass. You know, the chick, and then the guy goes, well, I talked to some of the state senators, you know, some months ago, and they told me don't worry about this one. This would pass. And there they were revealing that the media was in on knowing the results of ballot measures before the election. And even though it was an upset result, this guy was bragging that he had talked to state senators and he knew the result of the ballot measures going to be coming through on the election. So it's not just the government. It's the media. It's the whole beast system. It's
yes.
As crooked as a barrel of fish hook.
Well, remember, but however, most of these troubles can be remedied. The idea of going after the two parties, they are private corporations, by the way. Get rid of these two parties, and that can be done legally, lawfully, and orderly in a convention called They can simply vote themselves out of existence. That can be done with a majority in presence. So that's number one. We've got to get rid of the two established parties because they act as filters. They keep us, they stand between where we are today and where we need to go in the very near future. Then, coming back as actual representatives without party affiliation, in other words, we don't have parties and factions interfering with government, at that point, then we can do what I call the Operation Clean Sweep. And Operation Clean Sweep is going to have to begin at the very top, like up in the attic with all of these executive orders. And we're going to have to be very careful and sweep very carefully all the way down through, all the way back down to the counties again, and get rid of this garbage. And about, I'd like to be remembered as William the Repealer, but get rid of all of this garbage that has taken away our country from us, and start this process over again with a whole new point of view. But Operation Clean Sweep could take about 12 years, lest the cure be worse than the disease. Thanks for calling in, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, William. You're a smart man.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
documents. The president may simply declare that an emergency exists. Go down a little bit further here. This is subsection 206.35, request for emergency declarations. Incident management. Go up on the browser, type in National Incident Management System, National Incident Management System, NIMS, N-I-M-S, the acronym, and read it and weep. When an incident occurs or threatens to occur in a state, so it doesn't, this is kind of like, you know, if you have your crystal ball, get your Ouija board out, you got crystal balls, maybe you just have Nancy Reagan. But when an incident occurs or threatens to occur, someone was thinking about committing a terrorist act, you know, they were thinking about it. It threatens to occur. There are clouds in the sky. This could be a storm at any moment. Well, you don't like the weather in Missouri, hang around. It will change soon. Climate continues to change whether we like it or not. But when an incident occurs or threatens to occur in a state which would not qualify under the definition of a major disaster, the governor of a state or the acting governor in his or her absence, notice this is right out of the executive order, or the other way around. The governor may request that the president declare an emergency. The governor should submit the request to the president through the appropriate regional director. Who is that regional director? Oh, I get it. The 10 FEMA regions. The 10 members of the council. 10 state governors appointed by the president, who would be then members, right out of the executive order. The governor should submit the request to the president through the appropriate regional director to ensure prompt acknowledgement and processing. The request must be submitted within 5 days after the need for assistance under Title V becomes apparent. Funny. Seem to remember that there was about a week of a delay before anything even started to happen in Katrina. See how paperwork bogs you down a little bit? No common sense, no reasonableness. It's just lockstep bureaucracies, 5 days, but no longer than 30 days after the occurrence of the incident. So it, no longer than 30 days. Well, anytime within 30 days, we might come help, but we might not, but we might. But then again, we might not. The period may be extended by the associate director, provided that a written request for such an extension is made by the governor or the acting governor. Now, they'll just file a request for an extension. We're a little busy in Montana dealing with all of the radicals there. We'll have to put off the state of Missouri, all the radicals there, and all the rest of the problems all over the nation. Everybody gets in line, and I believe you, me, they're going to have trouble, folks. This is a mathematical model that we can push here. All these various entities, boards, bodies, and councils don't come up anywhere near to the number of armed people in this country if they want to push us too strongly. Continuing, dropping down a bit further here, the basis for the governor's request, this is Section B under 206.35 in the Stafford Act. The basis for the governor's request must be the finding that the situation, one, is of such severity and magnitude that effective response is beyond the capability of the state and the affected local governments. This is so important to understand that first, your local first responders will cry out, "Help us! Help us! Help us!" And then the county will come in. And then the county will exhaust its means and capabilities. And they'll cry out, and the state patrol will come in. And the state patrol will be overwhelmed. And then the National Guard will come in. They'll appeal to the state. And then the state will pour everything that it's got and its resources into the barrel. They'll become exhausted. And then they'll appeal to the regional council. And the regional council will exhaust all of its means and efforts and money. And then they'll appeal to the federal. And then the federal will appeal to NORTHCOM. Then the NORTHCOM will appeal to the United Nations peacekeepers. And that's when you get truckloads of Mexican troops coming into New Orleans. You see how it works? It's all based on operation to failure, or everybody just simply exhausting all of their means. Again, is of such a severity and magnitude the effective response is beyond the capability of the state and the affected local government. This is capacity building. Go back and look at this Haiti earthquake leaves thousands dead or missing. And already,
the International Monetary Fund, Robert Zoellick, calling for massive international community grants and aid, humanitarian relief. B, Section 2, requires supplementary federal emergency assistance to save lives and to protect property, public health, and safety. What is public health and safety? Public health is not the same as private health. Public health and safety is that, like we saw in the comparable news article this morning on Bloomberg about the mayor down in some backwater, pops several people, they kill, I think, 47 people, and finally got arrested, shackled up. But public safety, public health and safety, this is the continuity of government, COG, COG, Councils of Government. Continuity of government, COG, both of them COGs, pay attention. Or to lessen or avert the threat of a disaster. In addition, this is C, under 206.35, reading directly from the Act. In addition to the above findings, the complete request shall include confirmation that the governor has taken appropriate action under state law and directed the execution of the state emergency plan. You go up and take a look at your state emergency agency, SEMA, here in Missouri. But every state has one. You've got FEMA, and then you've got your corresponding state emergency management agency, sometimes known by other names. But they're all there. And they have their emergency operations plans. And your county has an emergency operations plan, too. Especially if you have an enhanced 911 system in your area. They're all there, and they're in place. And you can no more trust your volunteer firemen than you could trust your local minister. These people have been co-opted in the worst of ways. They do that because they've received federal grants and aid. You know that new fire truck your neighborhood got there recently? That fire truck far, far, far beyond the means and capacity of your local volunteer fire department to have? That hook and ladder truck 60 feet long that they had to build a new building just to house it? You know that one? That came with grants and aid. As a matching funds, your local department had to put up 5-10%, and the rest of it was from the Robbing Peter to Pay Paul program. But when they did that, and they started to receive all the airbags and jaws of life and all the other stuff, that's where they got sold out. Because every time you reach out for unearned shekels, the shackles of control come on, you get a new boss. You have all of a sudden brought the federal government right into some small town America. Continuing here, this is point two. Information describing the state and local efforts and resources which have been or will be used to alleviate the emergency. This is databasing. All of the resources, that's the people. Information describing other federal agency efforts and resources which have been or will be used in responding to this incident. Look at all of the resources mentioned in this executive order. Just try and wrap your mind around the magnitude of all of the resources that can be thrown at a man-made disaster under this executive order. But again, it's nothing new. It's just a continuation. This is the step-by-step incremental implementation of Agenda 21. The promotion of a culture of safety, the safety cult, doing it all for your safety. Number four, identification of the type and the extent of additional federal aid required. This is your grant writers. Every county has one or more, every town, every city, one or more grant writers. It's like a prostitution ring. It's like a prostitution ring. The Johns, the whores, and the pimps. We'll be right back.
Well, Cordy Howe from Cordite Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Two's company, three's allowed. With your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central. On the Oracle Broadcast.
We have returned once again, and just as a reminder, coming up on January the 30th, the last Saturday of this month, I will be traveling to what will remain an undisclosed location at this time, and to do a Liberty Restoration Project seminar on activism, what you need to do to be effective as an activist. If you'd like to find out the location of that, you're welcome to send me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. If you're anywhere in northwest Arkansas, southwest Missouri, I'd love to have you come to that meeting. That seminar should be rather interesting, as you can imagine. Anyway, to think that we're going to be able to be effective with a bullhorn from the sidewalk and shout down with the sound of our voices the walls of government that stand between where we are today and where we need to be in the future as we move further and further into freedom, and further away from tyranny and despotic control, you'd have to be on drugs or just a deceiver. At first, you have your local voting precinct. That's the number one place. That's the fundamental building block of our entire system of government. And then from that are your county governments. You really have your town councils as well. But as far as this bigger system is concerned,
It begins at your local voting precinct where your county committee man and county committee woman come into play. The county committee man and county committee women then are those people that become your county committee. They then become the members, the true members, of the Republican and Democratic parties in your states. But above the counties, you've got all the precincts. The counties are broken up into precincts, and then your counties are bundled together into regional councils of government all across America. And then you've got these 10 FEMA regions, of course, which are extra constitutional, as well as the regional councils of government. They're extra constitutional groups as well, subdivisions. They're not political. They're basically avenues for the change agents and the flow of federal, state, and international community grants and aid. But then there's the states, and then we have the federal system as well, and then there's the international. And you're not going to do this from the sidewalk, which is why we need to be energized within this system, because we have to build firewalls at many different places to block the transition from global to local, as globalism makes this transition. This is where we can be actually have an impact and actually be effective. And it needn't nor should it take any great length of time. Much of this can be accomplished in 2010, and by 2012, if we're Johnny on the spot and get with it and quit beating around the bush and chasing after all of the victims and symptoms, if we just concentrate on the disease and apply ourselves diligently, nationally, throughout all of the several states, throughout all of the 3,066 counties, in all of the 177,000 plus local voting precincts, if we would but just try and apply ourselves, dedicate ourselves to accomplishing what I call Plan B. I've had many people ask me about Plan C, D, E, F, and G. They're moot. If you can't give me Plan B, we might as well not even discuss Plan C. It's going to go to blood in the streets. Anyway, there are things that we can be doing. There are things that we must be doing if we're at all serious about this. But back to this text again, 42 U.S.C. 591, Section 20635, subparagraph D, Modified Declaration for Federal Emergencies. The requirement for a governor's request under paragraph A of this section can be waived when an emergency exists for which the primary responsibility rests in the federal government because the emergency involves the subject area for which, under the Constitution or the laws of the United States, see, that's the first sentence in the executive order. The federal government exercises exclusive or preeminent responsibility and authority. Any party may bring the existence of such a situation to the attention of the FEMA regional director. Any recommendation for a presidential declaration of emergency in the absence of a governor's request must be initiated by the regional director or transmitted through the regional director by another federal agency. In determining that such an emergency exists, the associate director or regional director shall consult the governor of the affected state if practicable. And it continues. And so once a request from a governor of an affected state back to the main bill is received by the FEMA regional director whose region covers that state, the regional director provides a written acknowledgement of the receipt of the request. And it continues. The associate director of FEMA is mentioned as well. And it continues. It's down and talks about public assistance, insurance coverage in force. We consider the amount of insurance coverage that is in force or should have been in force as required by law and regulation at the time of the disaster and reduce the amount of anticipated assistance by that amount. This is all this public assistance stuff. Estimated cost of public assistance, localized impacts. This is an interesting one. We evaluate the impact of the disaster at the county and local government level, as well as impacts at the American Indian and Alaska Native tribal government levels. These are women, children, and indigenous people. Once again, right out of Agenda 21. Oh, I know, Will, that's such an old-fashioned thing. It's been around since 1992. Why do you keep talking about it? The Big Orange Book, the Beast System. Well, why? Because it's the program of action for the 21st century.
and we've already passed the first decade. It's like going to a wedding or something. You enter the church, you're in the narthex, then you go into the main hall, the sanctuary. We've already done all that. We're right up at the altar, friends. We're on our knees, begging for a scrap of bread and a sip of wine. Time's wasting. It's going to become more and more and more and more difficult to do anything the longer we wait. Hazard mitigation, this is section 4. To recognize and encourage mitigation, we consider the extent to which local and state government measures contributed to the reduction of disaster damages for the disaster under consideration. Remember, that whole huge long list of possible disasters that could trigger this stuff, even an ice storm. Don't worry about martial law. We've been under martial law ever since Abraham Springsteen, in the War of Northern Aggression. Worry about martial law. He's a guy, what, 5'5", big hat, tall boots, all hat, no cattle, and 6 guns on either side. Martial law comes to town. For God's sakes, we've been under martial law all of my life and yours too. But it sounds good. Makes for good radio. For example, if a state can demonstrate in its disaster request that a statewide building code or other mitigation measures are likely to have reduced the damages from a particular disaster, we consider that in the evaluation of the request, This is where you get your building codes. This is where you get your 4-star energy analysis, where you invite the beast system into your house. And they look at how your house is built and how it's heated and how it's insulated. And before you can sell your property, you have to bring it up to someone else's standards, and that would be the International Building Codes, the IPCC, International Code Council, their model codes and their model acts. You got a new landlord in this new communitarian world that we live in, to borrow a meme from our listener, Lark, in Dallas. So there's just a whole gob and a bunch that this executive order points to, far more than Kurt Nemo posted and others, Judy McClode posted and others. There's so much more, but it's just another step. It's another plank. Isn't it about time we started building a Palace of Justice in Washington? Perhaps we could appeal to the Canadians to send us many yards of good, sturdy hemp rope. Isn't it just about time to bring this tyranny to an end? I've had plenty of it, haven't you? Election season is upon us. It's going to be up to you, and it's going to be up to me, and we need to start right where we are. Become vocal local, and just say no to this stuff. Block it right where we are. We've got a sucking chest wound on the body politic, and everybody keeps handing us Band-Aids. Well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast, learned something. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
And Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.